You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Right, good morning.
Right.
Right, now, I don't normally talk about stuff like this. I don't think I've spoken. English it is my language. But this really fascinated me, so I'm going to tell you about it. And it is a smart bandage.
A smart bandage
that can monitor chronic wounds and help to heal.
Whoa.
It's being developed by scientists that say that the device could aid people with diabetic ulcers, burns, and non-healing surgical wounds.
That sounds like a great bit of science there.
Yeah, this is the sort of stuff that I like them to do, not some of this other rubbish they talk about.
Direct them in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. Now, it's a stretchable wireless bioelectronic system that can stick to your skin. Whoa. So I'm guessing...
Sticky. Does have a sci-fi vibe to it already. Yeah, yeah.
The device consists of two parts. One is a reusable, flexible printed circuit board and a disposable patch. Now, the patch contains biosensors, not an electrodes, and drug-loaded hydrogels.
Okay, those are words that I don't know, but it sounds cool. You're
Listen,
a science
I
head.
Know them, but I don't know how they're doing that one.
Yeah.
How does it...
A drug-loaded hydrogel.
The word biosensor just encompasses so much.
I just keep thinking, like, it's all in... I see this green screen with an arm and, like, green patterns all over it, and... I don't know
what you mean. I'm imagining, I can't even remember what movie it's from.
$6 million man or something like that, do you know what I mean?
I can't remember what movie it's from because it feels like a very ubiquitous, like, sci-fi trope, but the person coming out of the goo covered in all of the, like, wires and stuff.
Yeah.
That's kind of the vibe I'm getting from this.
That was the mood board that the scientists started with.
Yeah. On their Pinterest.
Yeah, their Pinterest board, and they were just figuring it out.
We've got this, now how do we get there?
Well, the biosensors mean the smart bandage can monitor features in the wound, such as its temperature, pH, and levels of substances, including glucose, uric acid, and lactate.
That's incredible.
Sick.
Yeah, I had to read this 3 or 4 times because I didn't understand hardly any of it. It also allows for electrical stimulation to be applied. It's a technique that is previously found to encourage wounds to heal, but in the past, you needed huge, bulky equipment and it would cost lots and lots of money.
Modern cauterization.
Yeah.
Just give it a zap. It'll be fine.
Plus, it enables the controlled release of the anti-inflammatory and the microbial drugs. And it can also be obviously can be controlled by their cell phones because it's all hooked up to.
So I'm imagining more of like a giant kind of comedy sized band-aid.
Yeah.
That's got sort of maybe green glowing goo coming off of it that you slap on your arm.
Bit of Simpsons.
Plug into your phone. Sorts you out.
Yeah.
Sounds great, to be honest.
They're still working on it, but they reckon it's going to be really good, and it could be ready in the next 5 to 10 years. Don't understand that. 5 to 10 years. Let's just say 7.
Just 7.5.
Well, based on how many pins they have on the Pinterest board.
That is cool, I have to say.
That's amazing.
We're being silly, but that is a very cool piece of technology.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
This is the only thing that stood out for me this week, apart from a worm that's on the back of my exercise book.
Do you just peruse Google Scholar?
Rob's just got his own personal library.
Wouldn't believe, because I've been doing this for quite a while, some of the stuff I get sent is just absolutely mad.
You've got a poem for us today, don't
I
you, Rob?
Have, yes.
Or I'm going to hit the sting.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
What the listeners need to know is that Rob just stood up.
Integral information.
Which has never happened before when Rob's delivered a poem to us.
I want to perform this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
A bit of a backstory here. What I do is in my book, I just write stuff down, random stuff, and I look back at it and think, oh, that could be interesting. And I wrote something down last week that happened in the studio that we had a little jar about. And it's a nonsense poem, and this is it's called. Okay.
All right.
I saw a surf chicken the other day. it started talking to me and it blew me away. It told me Snoop Dogg is appearing in Coronation Street. I said, you're having a giraffe. He said, no, it's kosher. Watch it, it's going to be a treat. Now I've started seeing them all over the place. They got the body of a chicken with a surfy face. They love grime and a bucket of tea. So I understand why they appear to me. Funny thing is, they don't like to surf. If they get salt water on them, they turn into a smurf. So now, if you see one, you know what they are. Be kind to them, in brackets, like everything, and they'll make you a star. Thank you.
Thank you.
Snaps. You know how I love surf chicken, so I really appreciate that.
Very beautiful, very moving, thought-provoking poem this morning, Rob. Much appreciate that. We've got a bit of war lined up here. What have you picked us today?
Well, this is my ringtone. It's me and baby brother.
Hearty ringtone.
Yeah, I don't like answering my phone when this comes on.
Rob's slow to answer. It's because he's grooving out.
On voicemail.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
A lot of love for Rob's ringtone coming through on the text machine this morning.
It's
a good song. This is Me and Baby Brother by War this morning, which is, yeah, indeed, Rob's ringtone. So if you're ever calling Rob and he's taken a minute to answer, you'll know why. Thank you very much, Barter Bollocks.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.